Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and this is not our usual theme music, but it is relevant to what we're going to be talking about in our first segment today. First thing on the show, the Chattanooga Film Festival begins next week. We've got the executive director here to talk about just a few of the numerous films being screened during this four-day event. Chris Dorch, welcome to Around and About.
Hey, Mike.
It is great to have you here. So as we were saying, this begins April 3rd. How many movies are actually going to be available during this festival?
Gosh, I'm going to say that I've lost count, but I do remember actually now. It's we have 24 feature films and 32 short films, so quite a few.
32.
Yeah, I tried to get as much of the great stuff as I could in there, which was a little tough because we only had two theaters for year one.
And you've got all kinds of films showing it, documentaries, comedy, sci-fi, horror, short indie films. Some of them have really big name Hollywood actors. Is there anything that like ties all these together in any way?
You know, our slogan at CFF has been respect cinema. And to me as a moviegoer, I've always loved the entire spectrum of film, you know, everything from Porky's to The Godfather. You know, there's really this sliding scale on which I think movies can be appreciated. And as a guy who loves a little bit of everything, I wanted a festival where no matter what type of a movie fan you were, there would be something to offer you and even your kids.
One of the first films that's showing, actually the first film that's showing, and before we get into that, let me preface this. For people who aren't aware of this, you host a show with your dad, also Chris Dorch.
Sure enough.
Connect the Dots here on WTC. It's a music show, and it's relevant to this film, a music documentary about a record producer named Joe Meek. Let's hear a little bit from the trailer first.
Joe Meek is one of the essential figures in the history of post-war British pop culture.
Well, Joe Meek's records here in England were very much a part of the sound of British rock and roll in the late 50s and the early 60s.
Yeah, Joe was a real pioneer, but people wouldn't have liked it because he wasn't playing the game. He didn't play the game.
He was a weirdo to us, you know, because he was doing so what we didn't understand.
So what was Joe Meek doing that's so interesting to people even today, to you as a music guy and a film guy?
You know, to me, Meek was this figure that we talked about there being an underlying theme a minute ago, and I told you it's kind of a general love for film. But to me, it's not even just about film. It's about sort of celebrating the independent spirit and this DIY drive that takes to really get something like a film done, because you got to have a little Don Quixote in you to try to make a record or a movie anymore. And Joe is this figure that did not like the status quo, did not like these big labels and studios, and wanted to teach, you know, musicians that the power was really in their hand. And as a result, after his death, became this almost a folk hero for musicians that wanted to get out there and do their own thing. And to me, starting a festival that really is a celebration of independence day one with a movie that is just a total and complete love letter to the guy, to me, that is pretty much the patron saint of DIY, it just felt right, both tonally and also this film is a movie that it was a Kickstarter success story. This filmmaker, Howard S. Berger, and Susan, his co-director, they wanted to tell this story so bad that by any means necessary, they went out and found out how to do it. And to me, that was inspiring too, and I kind of been bugging Howard for over the last year, just saying, "Hey, is the movie ready? Can I show the movie?" And he was like, "Yes, we'll let you show the movie when it's ready." But it's been a long process for him because he's really crafted this unbelievable film, and finally, it was ready, and he let CFF have the North American premiere, and we couldn't be happier.
At the very top of the show here, the music you heard, that very strange music, was actually his first and I guess his biggest hit.
Telstar. So great. Yeah. What a great way to start the show, by the way. Yeah.
It sounds like nothing else. And he recorded this before digital effects, before everything.
He is a great a band called Joe Meek and his Blue Men that was almost alien obsessed. They did this whole record called I Hear a New World, and all of the music is supposed to be like the kind of the tribal music of various alien species, but it's so wonderful. And I listen to it constantly, and especially during the process of CFF, have kind of had it on as a soundtrack for a lot.
And Meek, he died. He's not alive anymore. In fact, he had a kind of a tragic life.
Because, he did. He actually took his own life, and on the anniversary of Buddy Holly's death, no less. And
who he was kind of obsessed with.
He was very obsessed with. And there's a lot of cool information about that. And also Meek's sort of his sexuality and his own struggles, and all of that is really compellingly woven into the film. And it was just a story that was so dense and amazing and inspiring that I just had to share it with as many people as I could. It made sense to start the whole festival off that way.
And as you were saying, this is the premiere for North America, so people will not have seen this.
There's one other place to see the complete cut of the film, and that was in Barcelona.
Wow.
So this is really the nearest stop for you if you're in America.
The story of Joe Meek, I mean, is it ultimately like a hopeful story, because it ends so tragically?
Well, his story ended tragically, but to me that's where the brilliance of the film's title comes in. The film's called A Life and the Death of Joe Meek, and sort of it takes you through the whole story of Joe for sure, but it also shows you what happened after and all the people that were inspired by his work, and that includes folks from bands like Franz Ferdinand, Super Furry Animal. There's a lot of modern day musicians that just, you know, were completely fired up by Meek, and he just, you know, spurred some serious action and got some great music made, even well after his death.
Another thing that I think is going to really appeal to people here in Chattanooga, it's a horror film called The Sacrament.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's about two Vice media correspondents who set out to document their friend's search to find his missing sister. They travel outside the United States, go to this crazy cult-like place, kind of like Jonestown. I'll play a little bit of the trailer right now.
You guys ready? Watch it. We've been to some of the most chaotic, war-torn places in the world, but never for something as bizarre as this.
Here we are. Welcome to Eden Parish.
You guys built all this?
Father had a vision, and we built heaven here on Earth.
Who is Father?
He's the guy that started all of this.
Can we speak with him at some point?
He agreed to sit for an interview tonight at the gathering.
And one of the really interesting things about this film, it's actually got a Chattanooga actress in it.
Kate Forbes, she's absolutely awesome. Her and her husband, Stevie Ray Dallimore, who's an actor. He was just in Need for Speed, Ender's Game. They're Chattanoogans, and they're actually a big part of our fest. They're both on our Acting is Awesome panel on Saturday, and I love them and really wanted to showcase them and their talent, and also a thing they do here locally called the Muse of Fire Project.
Oh, yes.
Which I love. I just think they're buried treasure on local soil, and I wanted folks to know about them. And also that screening of The Sacrament will have A.J. Bowen, who's the star of the film, the flat-out star, and Peter Falk, the producer of the movie, in attendance to kind of give folks even more context for the movie and also to do a Q&A after it's over.
Yeah, and like, well, with the Joe Meek documentary on the premiere, you're going to have the director and people here.
Howard and Richard Rutledge from the band The Crying Chames, who are a really amazing band that Meek actually produced, will be there. And kind of it's cool because Richard has all these amazing stories about Joe, directly from working with him. And Howard, the man's also a film historian. There is just nothing he cannot tell you about Joe. It's a great pair to have.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Chris Dortch. He, of course, hosts Connect the Dots here on WUTC with his father, Chris Dortch. And Chris, you're the executive director of the Chattanooga Film Fest. Starts April 3rd. As you were saying, there are dozens and dozens of movies playing, but you've also got panels. You've got events besides movies.
Yeah, definitely. Not even just panels. We've also really wanted to almost all the guests that you'll see that are on our schedule are attending the festival for the duration of the festival. And we wanted our local talent and all of our local film fans and cinephiles to have an opportunity to mix it up with everyone that's coming down. So there's even sort of networking events, like we have a morning mimosa mixer at the Doubletree, which is literally right across from the Carmike Majestic where we're showing. So folks on Saturday can walk over and hear some comments from a few of our guests, get to meet them, network a little with their fellow filmmakers. We really hope that all of our local talented folks have an opportunity to get some good out of this festival. It wasn't just about showing movies and partying, although there's a lot of that too.
Well, we've been covering the film scene here in Chattanooga
sure.
for years on A Roundabout. And so for years I've been hearing many people say, we're working on it. We're going to have one someday. But the feeling was always it was going to be way off. You managed to get this together a lot more quickly than most people expected.
We were told we were 10 years away as a city from a major film festival. And I am very pleased to tell you that we are now, 8 years ahead of schedule? I'm impatient. I wanted to make it happen. And for the last 3 years, as you mentioned, we've done a thing called Mise-en-Scenesters. It was kind of a pop-up movie theater. And over that 3-year period, I've seen the audience grow and grow and grow, and there was just no reason to wait any longer. These people were hungry for great film, and we had to find a way to feed the beast,
It takes place April 3rd through April 6th. How can people actually get tickets? And what kind of – you've got badges, you've got tickets, it's
different
things.
Yeah, we wanted to give folks an opportunity with the badges to and big festivals handle it this way too. You can, for a discounted price, get yourself into everything if you buy a VIP badge. That's $210 bucks, and it's the whole McGilla. You can walk into anything, literally waltz right in. We have other badges that allow you mostly ticketing for the films and the events themselves. And you with those, the lower tiers, you do have to reserve tickets for the individual screening still. But we even have general admission tickets for folks who might just want to or even have the ability to catch just one or two films during the weekend.
And I know you're making a lot of use of volunteers. Are you still looking for some, or have you got enough?
Gosh, we have a happy family of about 89 volunteers right now, and they're going to help us make this event something truly special, we hope.
Where can people go to get the tickets and everything else?
You can go to ChattanoogaFilmFest.com, and you'll see right at the very top of the page there's a button that says tickets, and you can order all those tickets. The general admission ticketing won't be available till the festival because we're in the middle of a pretty good problem to have right now, which is that we're almost sold out of all of our badges. So we, in order to figure out how many tickets we even had left, we're going to be releasing them on the day of the actual event, or starting on Thursday, rather.
We've talked about a couple of films. Are there any more, any specific ones you really are looking forward to, you really recommend?
That's the toughest question in the world because I am so deeply in love with every film on our schedule. But I will say there's a few things that I really hope people take a chance on and don't miss. And one of those is Cheap Thrills, which to me is you will not have a better communal experience in a theater this year than this movie. You will lose your mind over how funny it is. And we have that star of that film, Pat Healy, attending that screening as well. Also, if you're a sci-fi fan and you really don't mind having your brain a little teased, there's a film called Coherence that, if you know, straight out of the primer 2001 cerebral school of sci-fi, it's just such an amazing film, and I hope folks give it a chance. And also The Raid 2, if you like action, it's to me set a bold new standard for what an action movie can even do. I cannot even tell you how amazing this film is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What's that website again?
It's www.chattanoogafilmfest.com.